We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am really pleased to talk to Anthony Ennis, who is the CEO of InTech Systems. And you've heard me talk about InTech for the last couple of years. And gosh, Anthony, I would have hoped, I know this is crazy to say, I was hoping that maybe we would see, you know, just kind of a downturn in the hackers that are out there, you know, that maybe they would be distracted too by the coronavirus. But the exact opposite has happened, right?
Yeah, John, it has. And thank you for having me on this morning.
Of course, yeah.
So anytime you have, money coming from aid out of the federal government and the amounts that they're talking about, you know, with the 3P loans and with the individual checks that everyone's supposed to be getting, you're going to have criminals close behind.
And so they're trying to con people into turning over their checks, or they're hacking into systems to steal the money, or just, you know, convince you to click on a link and then they wind up, you know, backdooring it and stealing from you. What is the common theme that you're seeing with the bad guys?
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to get your information. Mm-hmm. They want your social security number. They want your personal information so that they can fill out applications on your behalf.
Wow.
They want you to click on sick maps, emails about aid, you know, things like that. So you should just be aware if you're getting emails and people asking questions through email about those funds. You know, close out your email, open up a web browser, go to the website for the IRS or the Small Business Association, SBA.gov, and go there directly and get information, and don't manage those requests through email.
Though that is very wise. I mentioned on the air, maybe it was last week, I got an unsolicited email that said, your car reservation is being canceled. If you want to confirm this, just put in your information. And I thought, well, now, wait a minute. I've got two or three trips that were planned for March and April that are now canceled, but I don't remember booking a car. And everything about the email and the way it looked appeared to be legitimate, connected to this national company. And the more I looked at it, the more I'm like, you know what? I went back and searched my email. I hadn't booked a car. So I'm almost certain that that was a phishing attempt to try to get me to, you know, maybe share some information or give them my credit card or something like that.
Yeah, John, you're on it. They want you to click on stuff and gather your information. And those phishing attempts, they come through are some pretty bad actors. And the real point is it's gone from software hacking and computer hacking to social engineering hacking. You're the target. They want to compromise people by sending emails that, you know, if you're in payables, they'll actually take the time to go out on LinkedIn and find out who the CEO is of the company, find out what your email address is, and they'll actually fake email addresses in asking for money transfers and stuff like that. So it's really turned to social hacking away from software hacking.
I mean, that is really sophisticated criminal activity.
It is.
You know, when I talk about you all on the air, we're fortunate at WRVA. We've got a lot of business people who listen to the program, especially before the markets open, just to kind of get a feel for where things are going. A lot of entrepreneurs who, I think appreciate a pro-business approach to the news of the day, which we try to bring. And I have mentioned that when they call in tech, you can do a diagnostic for businesses, large and small, and try to identify vulnerabilities. What are the vulnerabilities that are most common when you do that diagnostic for companies in Central Virginia?
Wow, John, that's a great question. There are a few things that we noticed. The biggest thing is keeping systems current. Mm-hmm. So if you're not running, if you're running Microsoft platform and you're not running Windows 10 with all the latest patches, that is a huge vulnerability. And we still identify that in some businesses where Microsoft is really good about releasing patches once a month to deal with security problems that pop up. And some businesses are behind on that. And you really need to, if anything, make sure that your systems are current. So you're not running old versions of Windows like XP or Windows 7, that everything is updated. And you've gone a long way to harden the infrastructure to do that. Another one, and because of the social engineering and the social hacking, training is becoming a huge part of IT services. Having someone come in and sit down with your staff and train them on what a phishing attempt looks like, and then to run campaigns of testing emails to see who is clicking and who is not clicking. Those types of things are very important inside of businesses, and we identify that deficiency a lot, where there's no real plan for training of personnel.
Boy, once you get hit, you'll realize how important it is to do that on the front end. I don't think I'm at liberty to say the name of the company that I'm aware of that has now been hit, I think, 3 different times.
Wow.
With ransomware. And the cash haul that they have had to pay to get out from under it is just, staggering. I mean, people, big time management people have lost their jobs, as I understand it, because they haven't effectively dealt with it. Do you feel like the technology that you all work with and the skills that your staff have can help you kind of get ahead of that? I mean, the ransomware where they lock you down and you can't function. I mean, most people, I mean, it's bad enough to be in this self-quarantine situation where you can't function normally. But if you've got ransomware on the computers and you can't access your data, I mean, a lot of these companies, they're just dead.
Yeah, it's very impactful. And yeah, we absolutely can help with situations like that and for businesses.
Yeah. Well, it's important to think about it on the front end, and that's another reason why in this time where people are having to recalibrate everything that they're doing, this IT security component, which you just kind of roll along with. I mean, if you're like me and you're not a computer person, and you know what, this morning on my home computer here, I got the notice saying you need to hit update. And I'm like, well, you know what, I go on the radio in 10 minutes. I don't have time to update. And this is the second or third day I've done that. I guess I need to take your advice and carve out an hour and make sure that my software is updated just to protect me, here in my own home. I appreciate the reminder. Anthony Ennis is the CEO of InTech Systems. You hear me talking about them on a daily basis. And, if you're one of the business people I'm talking about who listens to WRVA, listen, you don't have to take my advice, but I'm not kidding when I tell you there are a lot of companies in Central Virginia that have been hit with the hackers and the ransomware, and it's devastating when it occurs. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's like almost like an STD or something. Ooh, we can't talk about it, and yet people have it. Don't let it happen to you. Anthony, I really appreciate you coming on today. Thank you.
Same, John. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.